Okay, Reish Chaf Ches, we're up to Sif Mem Hey. We're going to finish Hilchus Nedarim this week and next week, Bezos Hashem. Hilchus Hetter Nedarim. So I looked through Yeridaya. We pretty much covered all of the parts. I mean, Hilchus Avodim, I don't think we'll do. And Treifus, I was thinking about picking out parts of. But I think what I want to do next year is Hilchus Svek Sveiko, which I think everyone will enjoy. But I'm not ready to do that now. What I was thinking of doing next is Hilchus Yichud, which is in Eben Ezer. So maybe... Yichud is Eben Ezer, Simchav Beis. Chav Beis. Eben Ezer, the first one. All right, let's see. Reish Chav Chesif Mem Hei. We've covered pretty much the rules of Hataras Nedarim. There's one of the major topics outstanding, which is here in the Ramah. Let's first learn the Mechaber, which is relatively simple, and then the Ramah, which is much more involved. Somebody who makes a Lashon Neder or Nidoy in a Lashon that he asks himself in Olam Haba. So there's a dispute as to what that exactly means. Yesh b'shoi b'sheyesh lai ha-Torah, v'yesh b'shoi b'she'in lai ha-Torah. It's not clear if such a thing you could be matir or you can't be matir. What does it depend on? Well, al shum davar. In other words, he's saying, if I do this aveira, he's saying that in Olam Haba he should be in Cheirun. Don't want you to talk to him in Olam Haba. He's assuming you'll get there. And the Shaya, that's what he's saying, that he should be in Cheirun in Olam Haba if he does such and such. So the biur of the Gra, this Sif, is that this is the same as Sif Chav Beis, where we had just single pages. Back at Sif Chav Beis, when we had a machloikis, neder chafes is Ramah, neder al das hamakai. So makes a neder. Now you know, I love my boy. People don't talk about with the Doran, but to say something God's name, that's a common English expression, to swear by God. And there is Sif Chav Beis, the Ramah brought a machlaikis, if you can be matir and neder that you make al das hamakim. And we pask it only b'shas hadchak with semechad demekilim. So the Gra learns in neder lo'elam abba is like swearing in God's name, because lo'elam abba is just representative of somehow remuna deravayni shalaylam, and therefore that's the extent of this Sif. So we're matir only b'shas hadchak, and otherwise without matir, I don't think this comes up very much. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a different shot. If you look at the Rabbi Kiva Eger on the page,
which one?
I don't understand that the first one says Sif Mem Hei She'elai Hatara. I have a Shubis Yachin Ubayas. Listen to what he says. Kosav Tam, the Legabe Olam Haba Havaato Koydim Dechal Haneder Lohani Hatara. Here the Chap. He's saying that the neder is that you should be a cheirim in Olam Haba. We said you can't be matir in neder until it's chal. So he has to wait till Olam Haba. And Olam Haba can be the best that he try to be matir in neder. That's what it sounds like from here. So it's very strange because obviously the neder is an Olam Hazedek and neder for Benidu. He's saying that if he doesn't do this and this, then an Olam Haba should be a cheirim. I have no idea. I don't think he knows either. He means that Olam Haba should be a chayrim. It's possible. I don't know. And what it means is that Olam Haba, nobody will talk to him. Everyone will stay the Amos away from him. That the words mean that. What? So that's okay. So what does it mean? That's the question. What exactly it means? I don't know what it means. You know, there's a tshuva, a famous tshuva. Rukiv Eger brings it also in about someone who sold his chelik of the Levi Yasson to someone else. And when he got home, his wife was very upset at him and made him go back to buy it back. And, you know, the guy raised the price. Yeah. So they bring it forward to the guy. And he said that the shaila is maybe the day gichuch. You can't sell, you know, your chelik mila v'yosel. You can't sell your ilam abo. It's not. There's no kinyanim on it. But so. All right. What's the geya? The mechav is not so geya. Let's look at the rabbah. The rabbah is very the geya. What? He didn't sell it. He said. Okay. So, you're right. How do you know when he's an Eilav Abba? So he has to make a shliach. Shlichus doesn't work for the Dara. How are you going to be back to his dad without him? You can't be back to his dad if he's not there. Shlichus doesn't help by a Tarsa Dara. He has to stand in front of you. The base can't be able to request that towards the door. Okay. Anyway, we'll worry about this. I really didn't want to spend time in the Mechaber, more on the Ramah. More on the Ramah. Let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, "If Kfar Doda Kach Eilati Re'el B'Mokah Mitzvah K'Dedeh Shehudar Al Das Rabbi." Okay. V'Chei Nedeh Shenodar B'Shas Tzara. This is a new topic. The topic of a person who makes the neder when he has a tzara, when he has a problem, and it's common that a person is in a daiga, you know, he's in Goose Bay, Canada, and he says, "God, if you get me out of here, I'll, you know, whatever neder he makes." So go to Mishra, yeah. The chay neder shenada mishas tzara. So who makes the neder when he's in a tzara? Ein lahatir. Elo letzarech mitzvah. You can't be matir except letzarech mitzvah. An example of tzarech mitzvah, someone made a neder that if Hashem helps him from tzara, he will he'll fast Mondays and Thursdays, and then it shteres his learning. So we're matir his neder because the neder is it shteres the learning that he has. So b'meilo we can be matir. But otherwise, a neder b'shas tzara has no hetel letzarech mitzvah, letzarech gadol, k'may neder al das rabbin. Now this we have to explain, because what's the difference in his b'shas tzara and that? Yivitir b'di'evet, mutter. So here, it requires an understanding of why a neder b'shas tzara is different. A regular person makes a neder, with a neder you can be matir. A person makes a neder, and then normally you can be matir it, but because he made the neder b'shas tzara, a person could not be matter.
Would it make a difference if you got out of the
sorrow?
You didn't get out of it.
It's a good question. I'm not sure.
Well,
but
it wouldn't be wise to tell
the story. No, I'll tell you why. It's a good question.
It's made on the duress. That's
why. Yeah, no. If someone there's such a neder, Nidrei Yotzer is not chal at all. So if points a gun at him, it says makes a neder, says not chal. There was no duress for this particular kabbalah. He's makabel. That Hashem be saved from this sorrow. I don't know. I'll get me out of jail. One neder, they bring the tshuva svar. He makes a neder. If I get out of jail, I'll move to Eretz Yisrael. Such a thing. So he made a neder. No one forced him to make the neder. So the most common understanding of this Ramah of Neder B'Shas Tzara is the Gra's explanation. The Gra is very bekitzer, Kuf Tezvav and Kuf Tezayin. The Gra says, Kuf Yud Zayin, Chedem Shas Tzara, Kuf Yud Zayin, Kuf Yud Zayin, and Kuf Yud Ches. Okay, Kuf Yud Zayin. Dahava Kabay Neder Ledas Chaveiroi Mishut Toiva Sha'osaloi. Remember we said, if you make a neder to someone, and he's going to do you a favor in exchange for the neder. So you go over to a person, then you promise him you'll do such and such, and in exchange he does something for you. You can't be mad at that neder only with his haskama. And he paid for it, so to speak. You make a neder that you show up in yeshiva every day, and they accept you into the yeshiva. So now, you can't be mad at that neder. because you got something for it. You got something in exchange for it. If you get something in exchange, what do we say? It could be matir neder only with his haskama. If he's maskim to be matir neder, he's like the bailam on the neder. And only then you can be matir neder. So here, you said to God, I'll do a switch trade with you. I'll be mekabelah myself to go to Israel. Let me out of jail. So now, if you didn't get out of jail, it doesn't really matter because that is irrelevant. But he got out of jail, so he's saying that he can't be matir neder, which we understand. Now you have to get God to come and agree. So it's very hard to get God. What? No, not if you made a neder on his das. He has to now agree to it. So how are you going to get God to agree? God doesn't show up in Bezdin. So you can't be matter, except, what does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? The Dvar Mitzvah. Why the Dvar Mitzvah? Kuf Yud Ches in the Gra. We assume that God is maskim. But he swore he's going to fast. So you can't be matter without God's haskama. So here, there's an assumption that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim. And therefore, the Hataras Nedarim works in that case. So this is the chiddush of the Sif, that it works because of, it's like neder adas chaveira, you did it adas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why you normally cannot be matir neder, and you can only do it if you have the haskama of the Rebbe Shalom. What?
Do a goral to see the Kodesh Baruch Hu agrees with you?
The goral doesn't prove God agrees with you. God is not mishubit to your decision to make a goral. You know, it's you go to a mekubel, he can do it. Yeah. Memdal. Let's look at the Pesach Tshuva Memdal. What? Well, I don't know. If God can make a shliach. Only a yid can make a shliach. But in the Bezdin says Hashem is maskim. Says it was second. For a mitzvah, Hashem is maskim. But otherwise, how do you know what the Kodesh Baruch Hu says? The Gra Memdala brings a Chuvas some cipher, who goes with this Mahalach of the Gra. I'm just some cipher. Shkamash Kosav Ramad Oider Beis Sora Have Kedaider Al Das Rabim. The Dinya Ba Al Makosav Kei. My Yilas Elazem. It's not Al Das Rabim. It's Al Das Amokim. Ikra Tam Kosav Memdala. The Chuvas Binyamin Zayv. Dav Kedaider Al Das Teyelas Chaveiroi Vikibul Bimenu Tayva. Just like if you do a neder to your friend, you might only with his desire, hachidami. Neder rule the time is kavi yachol. Kidachas ruach lefonav. Shabav nasa ritzaydai. Vasalai time is shitzilai mitzara. Sounds like it's good. God gave him back, then he saved him from the tzara. Ematira loy elam ritzaydai is barashamai. You have to get God to be maskim. Okay, ein lahatir ayin sham. Ein lahatir Ein lahatir. Is Ella kibah shenayda das chaveiray. I thought dvar mitzvah. If you make a neder to your friend, that I'll do this and you do this for me, then ematir alay below. Then with that matir, I thought dvar mitzvah ematir below to chaveiray. Sas paiskin. So the sakta the chamida neder beit sara gam ken adin ken. So if you neder das chaveiray, it can be matir b'shas mitzvah. Here too, kamash v'lod. When you're about to neder, it's also to give dachas ruach to Rabbi Yisrael. Ma'avizekanoider al das rabim that al sadi shemaskimu lemitzvah. Just like when you make a neder al das rabim, we say it can be about to extamaskim to the mitzvah. Kibishay l'rabim teyalos b'zeh. Ochidami neder hadal kodesh baruch hu yaskim. So that's what he says, that this explanation that we're going with. That it works. Now the rest of this Chesam Seif we'll see in a moment. The exceptions to this. So Neid Mishasar is a very serious thing. And let me first mention to you there are two exceptions mentioned in the Paiskim to Neid Mishasar. One is in the Chuvis Mari Asad, he says that then there has to be something that God wants. There are some people who have ridiculous ideas about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from them. They make the Dorim to do things that are absurd. I know one person, I can't say an example because he davens upstairs, I don't want to insult him, but he was mekabel on himself a certain Kabbalah, which is probably, it's not an Issud Rabbanon, it's at least an Hogara. He does it because his father did it. And that was his Kabbalah. The Kabbalah, he does it all the time. And I tried to convince him that it's also to do. And Mishnah Berurah says it's also. He says, no, he does. So obviously, there's nothing to talk about. But people have sometimes queer ideas about what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And the Kabbalah themselves, the Darim that are... That don't make sense. The Mary Asad had a Shaila, a person who happened to be a Shaychit, who was in a Shasara, not related to a Shechita. So he made a neder, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves him from it, he never Shecht again. He won't Shecht again, he's afraid to Shecht, he never Shecht again. So he asked the Mary Asad if that's a neder b'Shasara. So he said that, why is it Ratzon Hashem he shouldn't be a Shaychit anymore? What kind of Kabbalah is that? He makes a neder b'shasara, he's not going to shecht anymore. What kind of, why is that? That's not Ratzon Hashem. That's not Kadosh Baruch Hu's design. What? Well, if you shouldn't be doing it anyway, you shouldn't be doing it anyway. But
if someone says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you get me out of jail, I'll give 90% of my income to tzedakah.
That's a good example. Someone says, if you let me out of jail, I'll give 90% of my income to tzedakah. So Shulchan Aruch says it's also. You know, I give more than 20%, unless you have certain exceptions. So according to that, yeah, you could be mad to that neder.
Right.
Notice what the Mary Asad is saying is the neder has to be something that's Ratzon Hashem that a person should do. If it's not the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch that a person should do it, so that's not called a neder b'shasara. You can't be matter. You can't be matter because he said, God, I'll give you this, give me that. But if you're giving God something that Shulchan Aruch says it's aser, so then it's awesome. That's not something that a person could do. So, what? The neder is chal, but it has hatara. Someone makes a neder or shvua, he's giving 90% of his money to tzedakah, it's chal. But he could be matter neder. The same thing here. If he does it b'shasara, That's the first. That's the exception of a what? Neder. Swearing he's not going to eat kosher food. It's not chal, of course. Yeah, neder for an aveira is certainly not chal. You hear it's a quasi aveira. I mean, to give 90% of money to tzedakah. The Ramos is not to do it, but you know, it's not an out and out of Aveira, it's an improper. You could have to wait till the Navi Sheh gets there. You're right, it makes no sense. The Yiftach story makes no sense. If it was to kill her, like the Psukim seem to say, then it makes no sense. I can make a net and kill somebody. Even if it's a net to put her into a mountaintop, she has no shackles with people, I can't make a net about someone else. I understand, but it can't be chal on her. What? Gavasikin. You can't give away someone else's thing. You can't give away someone else's thing. I can't make a neder that God, if you save me, Rabbi Yosef is going to die of a seeker from that one. I can't do that. But here he's mishumin already. He already sold his right. He has to be in shiva in the morning. He sold that. He can't. He have to quit his job. So staying in that davening is fine. If it depends what's happening. Why? Isn't it better if you're not davening? You could handle with the kids better. Are you a cop? That's a mechanic. Okay, you're right. At any rate, so this is the first exception. Now, what's going to disturb you is a shilte gibayrim. There's a shilte gibayrim at the beginning of the third parak of Shavuos. The Shilte Gibayrim is on the side of the riff, unrelated to the riff, it's just printed there. He says that if someone made a neder, if you save me from a tzara, I'll go visit Eretz Yisrael. Not I'll move to Eretz Yisrael. I'll visit. So he says it could be matter. There's no Ratzon Hashem that people should visit Eretz Yisrael and leave. That's Shilte Gibayrim writes. There's no Ratzon Hashem to go there and come back. It's only Ratzon Hashem is to go there and stay there. That's the Shilte Gibayrim's opinion. It's a controversial opinion whether Bederach Klal visiting Eretz Yisrael is a Dvar Mitzvah. It's the Rosh Hashita that just visiting Eretz Yisrael by itself and kind of leaving is not a Dvar Mitzvah. But the leaving might be an Aveira. Well, if you're not supposed to leave, you're not supposed to be in Chutz Lars in the first place. So we discussed it back in Sif Lamed Vav. You should know the Lalis Eretz Yisrael Yeshe HaTorah. So you said what? I can hear you. If you hold, there's a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. There's a Ran in Titus from Sefer brings that that's a mitzvah to go up Yom Tif even Bizman Hazeh. What? The Ram brings a beautiful raya. The first Mishnah in Tainis, it says that after Yom Tif, we don't start saying, I saw, they don't start saying, say Talumatar, till that's 14 days. They give the time for people to travel back and forth. So here's the kasha that whoever the Tana that he's referring to was after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So why are you giving people time for Aliyah L'Regel? Was Rabbi Yeshua there? So he brings a raya. It's still missing Aliyah L'Regel. They book about this, but he says a raya. It's even a mitzvah to be Aliyah L'Regel until that time. Which just seemed not to stem with this Shulti Gevarim, which is based on the Rosh. What? If it's a mitzvah to the other regal, then it's even chutz laretz. It may not be a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah.
Even if you stay in a hotel.
No, the hotels don't count. You've got to be in Eretz Yisrael. So, anyway, this is exception number one. Exception number one is that the neder b'shas sara has to be an emissarat. Exception number two is the Chuvas Maralbach, which is born in Pesachei Chuvah Mem Gimel. And we'll see it in a second. He says, where do we learn that Debishah Sara from? Close. Yaakov. Vayida Yaakov Neder. Right? Yaakov and Parshas Vayetze makes a Neder. You know, Rav Gedalia Shur has a klal in the Har Gedalia in a number of places. You remember this. He has a klal, B'Shem Rav Tzadik, that anything that's found in the Torah the first time, that's a siman to the mahus of whatever that thing is. In other words, you find something many times, go look back at the first time, and that defines it, like metal. Metal is a wonderful thing. You can make plows out of metal, or good things. Yeah, we say metal, you lift it on the mizbeach, it's mekatzi yomim shel adam. Right. Some people have a meaning that they don't make mezuzah cases of metal because it's mekatzi yomim and l'man yibri yamechem. Why is metal a bad thing? Metal's a great thing. You do mostly good things with metal. But the first time metal appears in the Torah is by Tuval Kayin, who discovered how to make metal in order to make weapons. So everything is nikva according to the first time it's found in the Torah. This is Rav Gedalia Shor's rule in many, many places. So he says, in Dar Gedalia, I think it's the beginning of Parshas Matos, he says, what is Nidarim? What is the purpose of a parsha in the Dharm? Dharm is a gigantic piece of Torah. People don't realize you have 36 mesechtes. And the Dharm, Nazir, Shavuos, and Erechin, 4 out of 36 are in Yonah in the Dharm. I think that people makabal on themselves, asa on themselves. So what's the side of the parsha of the Dharm? It says you go by the first neder. The first neder was Vayid Yaakov neder. So he says that the side of Nidarim is for a person to make the darim in order to be mizaris himself to be mekayim mitzvahs, to make a neder, to do like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, if you save me, then I'll behave, I'll be good." And so as he was saying that it's a trade off. I'll build a mizbeach to you. I'll build a matzeh for you. What's happening? Sure, first about Manada, which is 1 second. And that's, they bring the pasuk of by David, Nishpati Vakayema Lishmar Mishpatei Tzidkecha. That David is saying, what's your ladder, Shavuos, you can make L'chatchila, if you're doing it, Lishmar Mishpatei Tzidkecha, in order to keep a mitzvah. In the first page of Hilchos Nedarim Yeridaya, where it says, don't make the darim, al tiragul be the darim. That's the very beginning. I call Nadab Shibakai Bidikra Rasha, Bidikra Chayte. Don't get busy with the darim. It says there, it says, hey, they sara mutalim darim. There it says that Bishas sara, it's different. The person can make it there, the Bishas sara. Gracious Rabba, the Gross says. Gracious Rabba is Bayakiv Avinu. So that the aside of Nidarim is to make a neder, l'zuzei nafshei. So b'shas sara, it's something he should do. You know how it is, b'shas sara, you swear, you know, like the old story, the guy who swears to God if he finds a parking place, he says, forget it, I just found it myself. So, you know, that's the way it is with the, you make a neder b'shas sara, and the shas sara passes, you forget it. So you make it a neder, instead of a kabbalah, and b'meila, b'meila it sticks. So that's the idea of neder b'shas sara. Now, the Marbach says that it's only if you speak out the trade. A person, a neder, needs bitis fosayim. If you think a neder, it's not chal because you think of it. A neder is chal only if you have, only if you say it. So a pledge only if you say it.
Does someone have to hear it?
If you say it, nobody has to hear it. No. You say it by yourself. If you make a, well, tzedakah, the Ramah brings a sheet to believe is a Kabbalah. It's true. But generally, Hilchas Nedarim is a, Hilchas Nedarim needs Bitis Vasayim. So here's the Shaiva. The person spoke out what he wants to be Mekabel, but he didn't speak out that this is because of the Tzara. Because he's in a Tzara. So he says, Gosh Baruch Hu, Kabbalah myself, whatever it is, Chol Yisrael, Pas Yisrael, whatever Kabbalah. Is that called Noida Bishas Tzara? So the Marabach, you see Pesachei Tshuva Mem Gimel? Ayin Tshuvas Marabach, Shekos of Dedira, Sheyesh Chilek, Memishanada Bishas Tzara Upirish, Imi Yitzileo Hashem, Hari Yunayda Kafakach, Ein Lahatir. Aber kishanada stam belishum tonight, ben yatzilayu Hashem Yisbarach, lo yatzilayu yichaylem lahatoloi. The Rabbah said yichidish. Even though he knows he meant to b'shas sara, he has a big problem, and he says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I'll do such and such." And he knows, believe he meant it as a neder b'shas sara. But the Rabbah says, "No, it has to be dum yidi Yaakov Avinu." Yaakov Avinu spoke out like it says in the pasuk. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will watch me, b'derech Hashem, and he'll give me clothing and food, and return me to the house of my father. Then, so his neder was spoken out to Shas Tzara. So then it's chal, but without this, it's nachal. That's the Marabas Chiddush.
Does he need to watch on neder Shas Tzara?
What?
Does he need to watch on neder, or just say, "I'll do this"?
It's a good question. Notice he doesn't say the word neder. He says, "I'm a kabbalah myself." Such a lashon.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question. We had lashon iser is a lashon neder we had once. If he says I aser on myself, then it would be. But lashon kabbalah, probably kabbalah means neder, at least in our language. But he definitely has to say some language which implies it. Other way around. So at any rate, this is the sheet of the Marabach, that you need to speak it out. I want to tell you a ktsais. It's the sadistic ktsais. I think it came up once before. The ktsais about mechila b'leiv, we speak about if someone owes you money, and you're meichel in your heart. You lend someone money, and time passes, he didn't pay you. So you say, you know what, you think I'm meichel him. Is mechila b'leiv? It's the stories you remember. I spoke about it here. I don't remember what I spoke about. Twice. All right. So why was the ktsais as you said? I spoke it twice. The ktsais brought a machlokes. The Marshal says that mechila b'leiv is chal. The Mishnah says if a woman doesn't collect a ksuv for 25 years, it's machol. She didn't do anything. Mechila b'leiv is chal. And then he himself disagrees. If he's chal, can tavarish b'leiv on nothing? How's mechila b'leiv chal? So his pshara was that if it's nikr mitoich ma'isav, mechila b'leiv is chal only if it's nikr mitoich ma'isav. Those people, let's say a woman doesn't collect a ksuva for 25 years. So we say it's a mechila. Why is it a mechila? Because we know if you don't collect for 25 years, it means you're meichel. So a mechila b'leiv is nothing. But when it's nikr mitoich ma'isav, that's not called b'leiv. So they mention it because there's Marabach. Rabbi Kohen in the Badi Hashulchan says he didn't see anybody who says what the Marabach says. Tzarechi in the Vizadasi Yachid. That's what he writes. Because now, if it's totally belayed, so I don't think there's a shakla v'tarya. Some makes a neder totally belay. I mean, I shouldn't say that. He made the neder bepeh. But belay is because of Shas Tzara. I don't think there should be a shayla. But sometimes it's nikr b'teich ma'isav. You know, if the plane is shaking as it's trying to land, and a person looks to heaven and says, God, I'm not going to eat cholestam anymore. What's he thinking about chokla bars in the middle of a landing of a plane? It's obviously that he means it out to Shas Tzara. So then it would seem like the Ketzaisis is Yisayi, that's not called the Varnisha Belev. So it seemed to be sort of a pshara between the two Shitas. I should tell you that the Rav Kohen writes that he couldn't find anybody else who possibly says Marabach, so of course that was an incentive for me to look. So I did find the Chumash Maria Asad I mentioned earlier, Paskins this way. If you don't speak it out, it's not chal. And the Beis Shloima in his tshuva, according to Das Torah, Beis Shloima Dain Vilna, uses it as a sniff, as a tziruf.
So,
what? He doesn't. I'm comparing Mechila. I'm saying that it could be the Marabach. Again, Marabach says if the Shas Tzara is belayv, you can be matir neder. I'm saying maybe if it's ma'isav nikarim, if mashavta is nikar b'teich ma'isav, that could be different. See, I want to tell you a shaila. I don't know the answer to this. Somebody asked me the shaila last week. He has a certain tzara. In the family, it's not a tzara. They're waiting for Yeshua on something. So he made a shmua that when the Yeshua comes, he's going to give $25,000, Punkti said to Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. He made a shmua that when this thing gets straightened out, he's going to give $25,000 to Mir Yeshiva. Now, Mir is having a dinner coming up. So he asked me if he could prepay $5,000 worth. He wants to prepay, well, give him now $5,000, and then we'll finish the other 20. Hopefully the Yeshua will come. Yeshua doesn't come, so God will owe him $5,000. I mean, I didn't ask him that.
You can't give it anyway?
What?
You can't give it anyway.
No, he can give it, but does it come off his neder? So I have a problem. I asked him, what was his shmua? His shmua was, if such and such will happen, I'll give $25,000 to Mir Yeshiva. So, but it didn't happen. So even if he gives five now, what's going to happen? Let's say he gives $5,000 now, and the Yeshua comes in September. So he made a shmua, when the Yeshua comes, he's going to give $25,000 to the Yeshiva. So how can he? But he's not keeping his shmua. Al tzedakah you can pay at a time, but al shmua. If a shmua will be, if the Yeshua comes, I'll stand on my head. So he can't stand on his head today. He has to do it then. So if the shmua is that give money in September, he has to give it then. It sounds. It doesn't sound. What? He could do it on account. As far as the Chayshim Mishpat, he could do it. What about the Yerideya part? He said, when this and this happens, I will give $25,000 to Tzaka. The Yerideya, he's not doing it. He's not saying, when it happens, I will give. So it could be a Chayshim Mishpat, he could prepay. It could be, you could prepay. But hire a worker and I tell him, if you work for a week, I'll give you $1,000, and I go ahead of time, give him $500. It might be a stirut if it's a neder, but it's not a stirut to Chashem Mishma. I'm getting a prepayment, paying on credit. She would be delighted to. But it's not Adasa Yeshiva, it was Adasa Mokin. I mean, God will be masking. God will be masking. Then he needs Atara. But then he wants Atara. I don't know. I think he's too nervous to be mad. No, he's saying. Yeshiva, now they'll be happy to get five, and then they'll be happy to say, we need 25. Yeah. No, but Eli's right. If a person, he could go be mad to Neder. It's a Tzarech Mitzvah. I want to give it ahead of time. God is happy. But anyway, after he mad to Neder, I don't think he wants to be mad to Neder. I think he wants that Tzchus to help him. What? He shows he has been talking about Kaddish Baruch. All right, but there's such a thing as Neidim Shasara. You should say he's lending it. That's a good answer. You say I lend it to them on. Okay, you're right. If you lend it to them, it should be good. Then it'll be Michael Dechai, which is Key Lewis Gabal. All right, so I'll call him back. I have a feeling he's already going to have a fancy with the Shiloh. But what?
Yes, to tell them.
Yes, to tell them I'm lending it to you. It's fine. They'll be okay with it. No, but it's a good answer. It's very good.
What happens if nothing happens in September? He doesn't get an issue in September.
You just told me about Pitachin, you know, like. Okay, so these are Nedarim B'Shas Tzara, which is its own Mitzvah by itself. It's interesting, the origin in the Tshuvas Darkei Moshe, which is the origin of this Shaila, is about a person who had terrible stomach pain. And he made a Shvua that if God heals him from his stomach ailment, he's never going to eat cheese again. It seems that cheese is causing his stomach aches. He's too much cheese. So he made a Shvua that he's not going to eat any cheese. So the Darkei Moshe brings the Shaila from the Ramban. So he asked him if that's called Noida B'Shas Tzara. He's making Noida B'Shas Tzara. So the Darkei Moshe says that most Rishayim hold Noida B'Shas Tzara, you can't be Mata Neder. The Ramban was Matir. Ramban said in the cheese case, you could be Mata Neder. So Darkei Moshe says, he's samech on that. He writes here b'di'evan. If you mounted a neder it's chalos. He says like this: the chatchil ish do like most rishayim. The neder b'shas sorry can't be matter. B'di'evan, you samech on the Ramban. The Ramban obviously holds he could be matter. He made a neder. He's not eating cheese. So the Ramban said you can't be matter the neder. It was a neder b'shas sorry. As I state in Darkei Moshe. If you look in your Shulchan Aruch, the shach kuf ches is a long shach. He brings the Tshuvas HaRamban. It's in the fourth line of the Shach, Kosem B'Tshuvas HaRamban. He brings that the Darkei Moshe is based on this Ramban. Kosem B'Tshuvas HaRamban, Simen Reish and Dalet. Amisho Yechayla, V'Nodar, Shalo Yechol Gevina, B'nei Shehi Ra'al Lechol Yai. He said he made a neder, he's not going to eat cheese. V'Asha Mischaret. Oh, it's when you have stomach cramps, you're willing to, you'll never eat it again, and then it passes. V'Asha Mischaret. So charata, right, there are two ways to be mata neder, charata and pesach. So ein lo yehete b'charata, v'shem pesach b'charata, ela mi charata d'mei kara. Charata is only, remember I told you to say charata and pesach. Charata is that had I realized such and such, I would have not made the neder at the time. So there's really no charata here. V'zeh v'adeh v'shosh enoda, shod tzuch lasa gvin olam, neshira aloi, Elo Shasha Misabala Varatsalatira. Lafikach Elayatare Elo Bipsachamacheru. So he has to get a Pesach. He has to have a Pesach. Charota won't work. What's a Pesach? So he said a Pesach is some subsequent explanation of why he wouldn't have made a neder of this sort. Maybe he could say, I would have made a neder that I'm only eating more than one slice of cheese a day, or something along those lines. Why not?
What is the
Rabbanim
getting from this?
Oh, that's the Shach's kasha. So the Shach is matmiya on why the Darkei Moshe considers this Noida B'Shas Tzara. We just said Noida B'Shas Tzara is only if a person does something that's Ratzon Hashem, something that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and if it's not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and not eating cheese, you're talking about kosher cheese. Okay, 1 second. So the Shach is matmiya. In other words, the Darkei Moshe said Neder B'Shas Tzara can be matter, but the Yavid will be samach on the Ramban. So the Ramban never meant that. Ramban never meant a mitzvah that your mekabel B'Shas Tzara can be matter. He meant the Dvar Shos, not eating cheese. Not eating cheese, it can be matter. Big deal. That's the Shach's time. There's some Sefer, when I read Mem Dalet, I read the last line. Some Sefer says, like you were just saying, that what do you mean? Nishmarat ha'mayla nafshei seichem. It's a person for whom cheese is not healthy. So making a health kabbalah is a dvar mitzvah. It's a dvar mitzvah. And Mamela is right. The health kabbalah is a dvar mitzvah. Of everything we learned, this is one of the most common kabbalahs b'zman hazeh. But people mekabel things for health reasons, no? People mekabel? What? Except for pizza. Okay. If you mekabel cheese, does that include the cheese as an ingredient in a mixture? I'm not sure.
But not
well, it's the old problem. Eating one piece of cheese is not an aveira. It's the large amount of cheese. So anyway, this is some cipher. It appears that the Shach doesn't agree. It sounds like the Shach holds, if you're mekabel not eating something that's not good for you, it's not a dvar mitzvah. So it seems. It seems like the some cipher is in disagreement on that. Seems to be the machlokes. At any rate, these are the rules of Neida B'Shas Sara, and it's strange that in Hataras Nadar we have it here only briefly, but at least we bumped into it. Okay, Bev Vav.
If you're
Mekabel, you know, it bothered me. I want to tell you why is it time this is Dvar Mitzvah? Everyone says to me, Mekabel time this is a Dvar Mitzvah. Gemara says a lashon that someone who fasts is a chayta, he's the tzar himself. Yet there were gedai le'ayilam that fasted to distance themselves from the type of salam as
well.
If you kill her as well, they can be mad here. But the kabbalah fast half a day. So I don't know. Why was a person just for sibufim? He says I won't eat cheese. It's good for him. Nothing unhealthy about it. He's just mekabel. So I don't know. It seems technically it's not a dvar mitzvah, but maybe it's a vehicle for some people. It's a vehicle to I don't know. Sarah Steinman didn't eat only as much as he needed to live. Never ate ice cream in 100 years. Never had ice cream. I don't know. So I don't know. Maybe it depends where you're holding. The tainus arriving. It's true. The tainus arriving is taka for sigufin. The tainus arriving that I mentioned in the past, he says, we're not in the Madrega fasting. You should be mekabel something. And he'd only... when he give you a serving of something you like, eat only half of it. But to take one food and separate yourself from it. It's the entire survival. That's really to practice the discipline like that a yid has to have. Yeah, like broccoli, yeah. Both kinds of good things. So, all right. You're right. So, to write at time, this is a good Kabbalah. They all seem to assume that time is a good Kabbalah. They say, if it's there is the learning, then you can be matan. Sif Memvav. All right, everybody. Matirin, kama nedarim l'shechad, afilu beheter echad. How do you know that? Hello? Taras nedarim, every Erev Rosh Hashanah. Matirin, kama nedarim l'shechad, afilu beheter echad. A person could say, I made a list of nedarim, and with one matulach, he wipes it clean. Ula kama anoshim beheter echad. You can also have five people come in front of you, and one at taras nedarim be matir for everybody. Mahani Mili, there's only one exception. Mahani Mili, when does it work to be Matir Neder? One time. For many, I think by the Sfardim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, when they're Matir Neder, they don't do like we do. You sit and everybody sits, it takes you another 10 minutes in Beis Medrash. Everybody together says Hataras Nedarim, and the Bezin sits up front. Everyone says it simultaneously, and then the Bezin says Matulach, Matulach to all of them. And then the three of the best then come down, three others get up, and they do it. A few at a time. Okay. So it works. There's one exception where it doesn't work. Different Nadarim. Made a neder not eat ice cream. He made a neder to not visit his father-in-law. You know, all the other Nadarim we had in the Simon. Avol. Now listen to this. The same exact neder, two or three times. We had a rule, a neder is not chal on a neder. If someone makes a neder, I ask all ice cream on myself. The next morning he says it again, I ask all ice cream on myself. Next morning he says it again. So, ain neder chal on a neder. The second and third neder are not chal. A person can only have one neder at a time. That's why we say mushbohaim and our sinai. If you make a shvua to do something you have to do, al tar sinai, ain't a shvua chal a shvua. So the mechaber holds when you make three nedarim, you're not eating ice cream. You can't be mata the second and third because they weren't chal. You can only be mata the first. Once you're mata the first, the second one falls. It starts chal. Yeah, remember Ataras of Mafreya. So Ataras of Mafreya, then the second one is Chal. So now you have to go back to the second one. The third one is Achal. When you're back to the second one, then take a look at the Taz. He says it because the Taz Lundvez, Hatam of Beis Yosef, caused the Hakoshele Hita Rishayna, the Chal Ashniya. Until you were a matter the first one, the second one is Achal. They met in there, the Achiyachal. The Chal Achatar, the Chal Echad, you have to mount it one at a time. They're suspended animation. They're, the other two dharma hanging in the air, that's the lashon they use, it's totally ba'avir. And then, you mount it the first, the second one's chal, you mount the second, the third one's chal. Do you have to three ataras the dharms? What? Why? But remember that Torah is like the first one of Mafreya, so it's like he never made the first one. So then the second one's chal. Right, so it's like Mafreya.
So, it doesn't say
at
the beginning of the sitting you
have to be,
when you're doing
that
first night, you have to be
Mafari. Well, you already had it earlier that you have to be
Mafari.
He doesn't repeat all
of this. What does
the second
and third neder mean? What? What does the second and third neder mean? He's already made it. What does it even mean?
So he's making, according to him, it's like a relief pitcher in the bullpen. Why is the relief pitcher throwing in the bullpen? That doesn't mean anything. It means something. In case this pitcher gets in trouble, you bring in the relief pitcher. So the second neder is like a relief pitcher. When the first one is out, the second one comes in. That's how the Mechaber and the Taz learn. The Shach, the truth is, the Shach in Kuf Tes argues with the Sol Musik. The Shach brings the Shita Saran, who says not that way. And they have Zim Mach Ephraim that's Matzik the Shita. And they hold that you could be Matir. It could be Matir, and which Shach? I'm sorry, Shach is Kuf Yud. So anyway, see, he says that's not true. That all three are Chal at one time, and the Mela, there you can be Matir all of them. It's Chal in a suspended state, and he says you can be Matir all of them. But the Nick is probably like the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, so you have to be Matir Lamaisa each one. So even the Shach at the end says you should be Matir Lamaisa. Since the Mechaber holds this way, you should be matter separately. You really have to be careful, because we all assume when matter neder Rosh Hashanah it works. This is the only case it wouldn't work. If someone made duplicate shvuas on the darim on something, the other ones are suspended until the first one is gone. Okay, that's Sif Mem Vav. Let's see Sif Mem Zayin. Mutulach, mutulach, mutulach. Should work on all three.
Right.
Very good. Very good. It was when we learned to they say three times. It was one of the drushi tikkun reasons. The reason it says because three times is a chashivus. That's right.
Or after a number of years.
What?
Sirus
Medar should help. Okay.
After a number of years, so we have three times in 1 year, and then 3 years.
You mean after a few years, you end up being yes, that's true. Okay. He has an eitzah. If you matter there, the 3 years in a row, so. The first year, the first one. The second year, you're like the second one of Mefreya. And then the third year, the third one. Okay, Mem Zayin looks like a very innocent sif. So I want to tell you beforehand, before you look at it and go through it quickly, this is the Yesaidistic Ketshuva Sarajva on Dina D'Malchus Adina. Now I say the, this is one of three or four identical tshuvas about Dina de Malchus Adina. We know that there's a concept of Dina de Malchus Adina. That means the law of the land is a law. The exception are laws that are ignored all the time, like crossing in the middle of the street, which might be different. The shoplifting is ignored all the time, but it's not one of them. The means that that the government, the laws the government doesn't enforce, like jaywalking, but regular laws that the government makes is a rule of Dina de Malchus Adina, which we're bound by. We learned Dina de Malchus Adina out of Mekairis in Chazal, the Machlokes. What the reason is, what's the Sugya HaGemara? It's Machlokes in the Gemara, we pass Dina de Malchus Adina. So the Rajba has the case that we talk about here, and he establishes exceptions to Dina de Malchus Adina. He says the following. In Tziva Hasar, who's the Tsar? The mayor, the president, the person in charge, chief executive, made it Tsava, Shalayachrimu Shum Cherim, Ki Im Baskomas Ruve. He appointed somebody, his Jewish minister of the Jews. And he said, "You guys kill for anybody in Cheirim without this person's permission." Kimbas kabas ruven vivichrimu shem avotel, and the law says if you machrim it, it's bottle. Vachachichrimu akol shloi bas kabas ruven chal hacheirim. There's no dina de machusadina on this. This is the Rajma's tshuva. The Raj says in such a case, there's no dina de machusadina. There's a matching tshuva earlier. We have to figure out the rule. Well, when do we say dina machusadina? There's a matching tshuva in Simur Reish Yud Ches Vav in the Ramah. The Mechaber Haskama. If the community wants to make a shul, wants to make a haskama in the shul, they made a haskama, shetziva levatel hasar miktsasa. And the government says, you can't make that, you can't be maskim to that, it's against the law. Ein haskama betela mimnei tzivuyai. The haskama is not bottled because the government doesn't want it. That's what it says. That the haskama is not bottled because the government doesn't want it. So what does that mean? They make haskama in shul. I don't know. Somebody that's not an Aveirin, you can make us come and you'll have steel. But they make us come and show that we have a Vesikim in you. And government doesn't like it. There's too much noise. They say you're not allowed to pray till 8 a.m. So it's not bottled.
Have it.
Right. An Aveirin. They made a rule that there's no Aveirin. You put up an Aveirin. Okay. So
they can have a community that says no Linday call in the yeshivas. And the government says you have that Linday call. Like this.
Okay, so Dina Machusadina does not apply.
Yeah.
Okay, so any such askama. Now, the question is, what's the rule? There is a concept of Dina Machusadina. So now, certainly, it doesn't apply by Yisurim. That's for sure. The government makes a law that goes against Averis Ben Ong Lamakim. That is no shaila. Mitzitza Peh certainly it wouldn't be chal if you hold Mitzitza Peh as a chiyuv. Controversy is whether Mitzitza Peh is a chiyuv or not. But if you held it's a chiyuv, nobody would say the government can be a machus. The shaila here is chayshe mishpat. So one of the tshuvas of Rashba is about Yerusha. It's about Yerusha. It's a tshuva to someone. A couple got married, and the wife died. Apidina din teira, the husband yarshes everything. Whatever she has, the husband yarshes. Apidina de machusa. Under the circumstances, whatever they were, she came in with more money than him. Her money goes back to her family, to her father's mishpacha. Okay? What? I don't know if they had kids or not. That doesn't say the truth. So it says that Api did tire the husband Yarshins. And the Shail said, Dina Machusadina, is that the money goes back to the parents. She was the wealthy one, brought her money into the family. And two times, Dina Machusadina, and when they get married, Stoma, they're doing it, Adas Dina Machusa, that it's Kilu Hisnu. That was his time. And the Rashi said, no, Dina Machusadina doesn't change the rules of Yerusha. The rules of Yerusha are set in the Torah, and the Machus has no business mixing in with me and my children, me and my wife, me and my husband, me and my father-in-law. Now, whatever we do between us is not Dina Machusa. Dina Machusa is something that has to do with me and the government. So me and the government is Dina Machusa. But me and my fellow Jew, the Dina Machusa has no business mixing in to what I do with my fellow Jew. And therefore, there's no Dina de Machusa Dina. The question is, so what's the guideline? When is there Dina de Machusa? So there's a Chuvah Chassam Sefer who says Dina Machusa applies only to Takaras HaShuk, which is taxes and other rules of commerce in the shuk, whatever they may be. I don't know how that applies to having a business in the basement of a house, but that's what he says. And takonas hadrachim, rules for the road. The government provides roads, maintains roads, so the government has a right to say rules of the road. It's dinul machusa on rules of the road. So the Sefer says that's it. It's takonas hashuk, taxes, and takaras hashuk. But in things that are between people, there's no dina de machusa. Now, it happens to be in America, it's not even really true. Most of the cases when the people tie the dina machus, it's not even emes. Because in America, the government does not mind if people between them have financial agreements that are inconsistent with the law of the land. In other words, there's a court system. But you have in certain areas where they make up in this area of commerce and the jewelry line that we can't go to court, no dispute resolution in court, we're going to go to our own arbitration. What? So the government's very happy with it. They don't want people in the court system. They're very happy. They don't mind if I make up with you that you and I will agree that if we do a Kenyan Hagbah, it's Kainah. Kenyan Khalipin, it's Kainah. Government doesn't recognize Kenyan Khalipin. If I'm happy, you're happy. The government doesn't care. Nobody cares. So therefore, in America, it's not even true in most of the cases that it's a violation of Dina Machus. It might be inconsistent with Dina Machus.
Except for child custody cases.
Okay. But anyway, the point is that the rules of Dina Machus are limited. And this Chuma Sarajba is at least one of the Makaris of Sidi Ramah. V'tzrichim la'avar b'karach gezeres hasar ein iser b'davar. If the government walks in and forces you to do different, those they made a takana, they made a cherim that Pliny's store is also a cherim, no one's allowed to shop. The Tsar found out and he forces you to shop there. He says the government forces you to shop, that's ein iser b'davar. When he forces me to go in, I go in. And when he walks away, I don't go in. You have to try with the government to get everyone happy. Okay, but our kapanim here, smack in the middle of Hilchas HaTorah Nedarim, we have the Chumash Harash, but it's the Ge'at HaDinah D'Machusa. Next week, I hope to finish Hilchas HaTorah Nedarim, Bezos Hashem.